Praise 100.9, 92.7. It is, well, it feels like Friday to me, but it's just Thursday, and we're going into a great weekend. We've been talking about some of the great things going on in the Queen City, and one of those you've been hearing about is Love Thy Neighbor. It's an event benefiting the Harvest Center of Charlotte, and I've got the executive director, Colin Pinckney, on the phone. What's up, Colin? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, Melanie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, Radio 1 has partnered with the Harvest Center several times in volunteer activities, but you got something very, very special going on Tuesday, October 28th.
That's right, Melanie. It's our annual Love Thy Neighbor event, and it's our sixth year of really reaching out to the community, to ask the community to partner with us to continue the legacy and the work of ministry started by Barbara Bruton Cameron many, many years ago.
And why don't you tell us briefly, for those that don't know, what type of work does the Harvest Center do in the city of Charlotte?
Well, what we're most known for, Melanie, is our feeding program, our hot meals that serve the poor, the homeless, the unemployed. We provide 800 meals a week, over 40,000 meals per year, hot, hearty meals for those who are in need of food. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, because we also do a lot of work with homeless men and women, getting them off the streets, getting them back into productive lifestyles. We like to serve them holistically, providing resources to help them get back again in the fast lane of living life the way many of us do, and help them return value back to the community by getting them back employed and safe and affordable housing, and just helping them get their lives back together.
Well, and so Tuesday at Love Thy Neighbor is one of the opportunities for us to support this effort. Now, I know we've got an awesome keynote speaker in Carrie Casey, who's the CEO of the National Center for Fathering, and a special musical guest, Matthew West.
Yes, yes. What we put together, Melanie, is an event to really highlight the best of what the Harvest Center does. And we've asked Matthew and Carrie to come alongside of us and help us really spread that message. You know, Matthew is an award-winning artist, Christian artist, and Carrie is my mentor and the CEO of the National Center for Fathering. He's on the Presidential Task Force for the Fatherhood Initiative, and Carrie's going to bring a powerful message about how we continue to strengthen our community, particularly by helping men be the best fathers they can be in their homes and in the community.
And so we have an extraordinary opportunity for Praise listeners where they can register for free?
Yeah, Melanie, it's amazing. We have about 30 sponsors who have underwritten this event so that there is no cost to anyone to attend. So what they're going to get is a high-quality mini concert with Matthew West, a lot of other special productions that are going to be presented that night. It's just going to be a great night of inspiration and fellowship and music, and we're going to, again, invite people to come out, no cost, make it a date night, make it a outing with your church members. We've only got about 300 tickets left. You do have to register to be at the event, but it will be well worth it for you to attend.
And you can log on to praisecharlotte.com for the registration link. The deadline is tomorrow. And really quickly, Colin, I know that the mission of the Harvest Center in transforming the lives of these people is, you know, is through the power of Jesus Christ. That is at the core belief of the Harvest Center. Can you speak in closing to the community on why it's important for us to meet the needs of our neighbors?
Amen, Melanie. Well, think about a community where those who are poor, unemployed, and impoverished are not served well. Again, we believe with the gospel of Christ first. We believe that is the foundation for any man or woman to get their life back on track. And there are a lot of great organizations in our city that do work with the homeless, the poor, and the unemployed. But we're unique in that we are centered solely on biblical principles. So everything we do is bathed in Scripture. It is based on biblical principles and concepts. So our program is not an enabling program. It's an empowering program. Our expectation is that every man or woman has value, and we see that value through Christ in them, and we see a ministry opportunity to serve them in a way that they can return that value back to the community. I believe just as Christ says, you know, the Bible says if a man doesn't work, he won't eat. And that's the challenge with many of the homeless and the poor. And so our work to help homeless and poor people get employed, gainfully employed, show them how to live life, give them the skills they need to take care of their families and their homes is a biblical principle. And that's what makes the Harvest Center unique, because everything we do is bathed in Scripture.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 invites you to join the Harvest Center of Charlotte for Love Thy Neighbor Tuesday, October 28th. Log on to PrayCharlotte.com for the link so that you can register and enjoy this extraordinary event and find out about the awesome work that the Harvest Center does in this community and how you can help. Thanks, Colin.
Thanks, Melanie.